Spice is grown by farmers in Vietnam, being distributed by a Sonoma County Spice Company, and helping to heal the wounds of a war-torn country. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Heidi Kuhn, CEO and founder of Roots of Peace. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Michelle.
So can you tell us a little bit about Roots of Peace?
Yes, Roots of Peace was founded on September 21st, 1997, shortly after the tragic death of Princess Diana. And as a fifth-generation Marin County resident, I recognized the value of land and its people and realized that landmines were in violation of that. My great-great-grandfather was Captain John A. McNear, who had much to do with the growth and farming and building of Sonoma County. And with a very simple toast that the world may go from mines to vines, we worked very hard for 20 years to eradicate landmines, but most importantly, plant agricultural roots for farmers, giving them dignity and knowledge to cultivate their lands without the fear of landmines. And we took that concept originally to Croatia with vintner Mijenko Gergic. Many of the Napa Valley vintners appreciate the fine wine and of course, the grapes, never fermented in Muslim countries. Judy Jordan, Chris Benzinger, and other incredible Sonoma County vintners joined us in this initial effort. And it has grown today in Afghanistan to $100 million under contract for funding with USAID, giving dignity to farmers to cultivate their land in a country that's 80% dependent upon agriculture. So we're very proud of this harvest of hope, leading with the shovel, not the sword. And we've taken that concept to Vietnam, where today, tragically, 40 years after the war has ended, there's an estimated 3.5 million landmines, UXOs, and cluster munitions.
Heidi,
in Vietnam today.
Such a great story. I love that you were affected by Princess Diana and you wanted to do something about it. And you've talked about before that some of these farmers that are working in Vietnam get maimed by these landmines. What do you guys do? Do you guys go out and clear the mines from their farms?
Yes, we began our work in Vietnam in 2010, and it was very difficult for an American NGO actually to gain entree to an area province called Quang Tri. Many of us, I graduated from Berkeley in the 1970s. We knew names of Khe San, Cam Lo, Dong Ha, Hamburger Hill, because, you know, wherever we were, the Vietnam War was very, very important during the time of our young lives. But I think the world would be horrified to know today over 3 million landmines maim and kill innocent footsteps, primarily children. Since the war ended on April 30th, 1975, 60,000 Vietnamese have been killed by these remnants of war and 40,000 injured. So working with MAG, the Mines Advisory Group, we have gone over there and cleared hundreds of thousands of landmines. But most importantly, we create sustainable agriculture and the economics of peace by training the farmers to go back to the land and teach them how to grow high-value crops and provide export markets. So in the case of Quang Tri, we have trained the farmers to grow the best black pepper in the world. It's known for its black pepper. So on former battlefields, we've given jobs to over 3,000 Vietnamese farmers who are not only exporting the pepper across the Pacific Ocean, but it's being sold to Morton and Bassett Spice Company in Roanoke Park. And they are just so proud of the highest quality. Mort Gotthelf, the CEO, actually was, you know, in Vietnam during the 1960s. So feels that such a sense of responsibility and pride, really, in healing the wounds of war wherever, whether we fought the Vietnam War, fought against it. It's part of our DNA in my generation. So to commemorate our 20th anniversary of Roots of Peace this month, I am calling forth as a mother, not an ambassador, not a princess, just an American mother, from a humanitarian standpoint, calling forth the eradication of all landmines in Quang Tri province by Earth Day 2020.
You are doing so many amazing collaborations, bringing businesses in Sonoma County and San Rafael throughout wine country together to this amazing cause. What are your future collaborations? What future projects are you looking at?
Well, once we get done with Quang Tri, it's one of 64 provinces. We hope to go to Quang Binh, Quang Nam, and ultimately, when we demine Vietnam, we want to go on to Laos and Cambodia and Southeast Asia and really show for our children and future generations that peace is possible. Peace is our product. And we are creating, reconnecting the value chain that has been broken to the legacy of war. And I had the honor of meeting Prince Harry. He invited me to Kensington Palace on April 4th of this year. And in tribute to his mother, Princess Diana, who catapulted the issue of landmines to the forefront of the international agenda, Prince Harry has called forth the eradication of all landmines by 2025. So I'm now a proud grandmother, and that's my biggest tiara. And as a mother for peace, I can't think of anything better to do with the footsteps of my life than to help make the land safe for children.
Since you were name dropping, didn't you also hang out with President Obama when he made his trip to Vietnam?
Actually, I was very, very honored to be invited there. There was, it's kind of a fun story because I walked in and I have deep, deep respect and know the U.S. Embassy, but they told me I had to leave, that it was only by invitation of the president. Oh. And I pulled out my invitation and I was invited by the president of Vietnam. So I was the only American invited by the president of Vietnam.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, wow. I had the honor of seeing both our presidents, and such a proud American moment for me to be in Hanoi at the state banquet and to stand as an American, put my hand over my heart and to sing our national anthem. And of course, the anthem of Vietnam, and to see that with my own eyes with 150 people in that room. It makes me realize that peace is possible, and I just invite everyone who's listening to join us at www.rootsofpeace.org, and let's see what we can do to plant the roots of peace on Earth. Thank you so much,
Heidi.
Michelle.
Thank you. Yes, we really appreciate your time. This is fascinating, and we'll learn more at that website. Heidi Kuhn, CEO and founder of Roots of Peace.